It's another horrible day in the neighborhood.
Beautiful. Beautiful Southern California day. Love it.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Excited.
It's brutal. It's vicious. It's cruel.
Excited about it.
Evil.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Stupid son.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man.
I think you're going to be okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, we're going to binge Aerosmith. You know, what is your favorite Aerosmith song? We're going to play it. It's guaranteed it'll be played.
We did this with Led Zeppelin. What?
Yeah.
We only have five songs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, we're guaranteeing that every request will be paid.
Yeah, or double your money back.
Sure. Yeah. Bad Thanksgiving guess. Who is it that ruins your Thanksgiving? Most families have a person
or two. That's true. Yeah. It helps to not have any family and have anyone come over. That helps. Anything like that.
It does seem like that would make it easier.
It's ideal.
For sure. Manny Ramirez, who
our buddy,
was busted for gambling.
Oh, so we gotta bail him out.
No, exactly.
Is that where you were last night? Bail bonds? I was wondering.
Did you what?
No,
you
I just
me?
No. Certainly not.
And the KLOS $100,000 name game,
dude. I can't believe it's up to $6,200 because nobody's gotten that particular film.
And you will get a chance at that $6,200 before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
This is a bizarre story. There's a woman with an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
Named Lori. She's 23 years old. She's from Paris, and she has found a way to keep interesting for her fans, even though she puts no nudity on it.
What?
She's in the top 0.5%.
What?
Of earners and OnlyFans.
And we've seen no naughty bits?
And she says she's not going to show you any
naughty bits.
Correct.
Huh.
She'll occasionally put up some lingerie pictures.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's not why everybody goes there.
So no seventh fail here.
How is she in the top?
That is a question.
Percent.
My friend. I'm in the zero bottom lowest percent, even though I show everything constantly. Maybe that's the problem.
What would you guess?
I have no idea. She can't tell stories. That's boring.
Right.
She goes around. I don't know. I can't imagine.
Right. It's impossible to guess.
What's she up to then?
She keeps everyone happy by allowing them to vote on different things on her in her daily life.
Oh.
And then she does whatever the vote says.
Really?
Yeah, thank you, Tom Likas. From simple things like what she should have for lunch on a given day to life-changing decisions like quitting school or breaking up with her boyfriend.
Well, then when we go back to the origins of OnlyFans, it was kind of G-rated. I mean, it became a nasty site, right? I mean,
basically during the pandemic, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they just realized, well, more people are going to hang out if you flash occasional flesh. Wow, so she would break up with her boyfriend if everybody...
She broke up with her boyfriend.
Because they voted on it?
Yeah, well, she can accept the polls, so her fan polls. So her fans can...
I bet she can.
Can put up polls on, like, what they could vote on on her life.
But and she course, really threw it to the wind on that one,
And, of
though.
Course, she sort of had a gut feeling that her relationship was bad because it was toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So the fans voted she should break up, and she broke up.
So she would have stayed with him.
I don't know.
Given it another chance.
I don't know.
I mean, they must really believe her to be that, like, so high up in the echelon.
She says, this is not a joke. As of today, I've decided that I will no longer make the important decisions in my life.
It's
up to you. You choose the future of my life.
I like that. I tell you, I do some weird, stupid things on Twitter, but the things that generally get the most is polls like that. Like, we do a movie assignment. What do you want to watch as a movie assignment this weekend? And that gets more traction than almost anything else.
Yeah. Well, she's in the top 1% of OnlyFans.
That's cool.
Now, is she hot? Yeah, she's hot. But not...
Well, why don't she put up a poll? Should I strip for y'all?
Twice a week, she posts polls on her Telegram channel, which is a different version of Twitter, but more international. And it's open to anyone, but only the people who are her fans can see the results and can see that she has actually changed.
All right,
and
how
done
do we
things
find her? Because I like
a different
that. That's
way.
Pretty cool.
I don't know exactly how to find
What's her, name?
Her. Her name is Lori, and she's 23 years old, and she's from Paris. So I assume it would be
Lori Paris.
Easy enough to
OnlyFans
track her down.
No nudity. Rated G.
I mean, really, that's probably enough.
All right.
But that's a crazy, weird, incredible idea.
It's kind of nice that something G-rated can still actually do well. Hey, Disney, check it out.
She's been able to conquer her fear of heights, break up with a toxic boyfriend, and quit an unfulfilling internship.
Wow.
Because her fans decided for her.
Wow. We all need that,
I think. How about that?
Yeah, I could use that because I can't make up a lot of
except
my mind.
Except here's the problem.
Yeah.
Guys like you and me.
Yeah, we're very stubborn.
We would vote for comedy. If we were voting on her life,
that's true.
We would say the
dump him,
the worst thing possible.
Yeah,
marry him.
Yeah, we would say. Get together with his grandpa.
I don't know how she weeds out people like us. But she
usually find a way to do that.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your shot to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is coming up very soon.
Score yourself $6,200 sometime between now and 4.
We'll tell you when to call. But first, former Dodger Yasiel Puig.
Oh, you hate to see this.
Is in trouble for gambling on sports.
Now, we've never done anything like that. But I guess he did it on a slightly large scale.
Yasiel, are you there?
Hey, Yasiel Puig. Jay, hey, friend.
How are you?
Yasiel Puig. Yasiel Puig, always living a happy life. It's a happy life, Jay.
I bet you're doing really well right now.
Hey, you made a joke about a bet. I'm in trouble for making sports bets.
Oh, you are, yes. That's right. I forgot.
You pled.
You're so talented, Jed.
You pled guilty in a gambling probe. Tell us about that.
I was guilty, so I said to my lawyer, "Hey, let's plead guilty." He said, "Why you want to do that against your plea?" I said, "Cause I did it."
Okay. And what were you betting on exactly?
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
I tell you, man. I bet on Russian roulette, curling.
Let me just stop you right there. Russian roulette.
Who lost that round?
That's the best part about Russian roulette, my friend. Because when someone loses, you don't have to pay them.
That's true. All right. What about curling? Wow. How do you bet on curling?
Oh, I said that's what. And it's the sport, man. You lose so much money on betting on curling. I always sit by my TV and I go, Inga, sweep faster, Inga. Come on, Rolf. And they don't do good. They don't do a good job. I don't know how to do very good betting.
Maybe you should stop betting on that.
Inga is very lazy, too.
Then. So.
You know what his name P. Rose?
Yes, oh, yeah. P. Rose, yeah.
You know, they don't let him into the Hall of Fame because he do the betting just like a super.
Exactly.
But now he sits outside of a store in Las Vegas on a regular basis. I go past him all the time, like every day. Are you going to end up outside a store?
That's what I'm doing right now, man.
Oh, okay.
It is?
Raising money?
I'm sitting in front of a pawn shop. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And people are like, Yasiel Puig, what are you doing? I was like, I'm sitting here because that's what Pete Rose do, you know? Like you say, every Rose has his store, and I have my shop, and then I sit there, and I'm like, what's up, baby? And that's that.
Well, how serious are these charges?
How deep in are you?
It's pretty bad, man. My lawyer says I face 5 years in prison.
Five?
5 years in prison. But the way I look at it, it's a good thing, man. I have a good luck because at least I'm not on murder charges, you know what I'm saying? Because I killed a lot of people.
I think that's good.
No, we don't know anything about that. No.
Oh.
Would you like to confess to something, sir?
All I'll say is like my bookie, the reason I can bet so long and do so bad is because when bookies come, they say, "Yasiel Puig, you owe me money." I go, "You're right. Hold on, don't move. I'll go get the money." And I get a gun.
Lot of Russian roulette going on over
that's
there.
That's great.
Gotcha.
My bookie's name was Iguana, and I called him the Lizard of Oz because he's a bookie and it's an iguana lizard of Oz.
We get it. Well, I got to tell you, I'd be more bummed if I was up on charges for gambling.
Very happy. That's good.
You seem to be very happy.
See? And no one's going to hear this, right?
No. It's just you and us.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Jed, Kat, it's been good talking to you, Jed.
Thank you, Yasiel. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was watching Family Guy the other night.
Great show.
They had a
hilarious
special on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's wife comes to him and says, "Great news! We're having the whole family over for Thanksgiving."
How is that great news? Question mark.
Sligo, not a fan.
Nope. I mean, I don't remember any times that it was bad. I just remember when I didn't have to anymore, I was happier. Maybe hang out with my friends.
Did you not have any friends?
No, we did. I mean, that's what we actually had kind of our reject Thanksgiving. Like a bunch of us would get together.
Yeah, that's more fun.
Yes, absolutely.
That's more fun.
The family ones were just, I don't know. I mean, did you have fun in your Thanksgiving greetings?
Yeah.
Did you? You liked when the relatives would come in and lay on the couch and fart all night? And
well, I mean, I don't remember that part.
And fight and get into...
In general, I like people.
Yeah.
That's the difference between
you
and me.
What's wrong with you?
So Peter goes to the bar, and he and his three friends...
Right.
...are all just beside themselves. What do we do? Because Thanksgiving's coming up, and we're going to have to host people.
Right.
And it's going to suck.
I should have been there at the bar with them.
So they come up with the idea to commit a small crime. Just a crime that they get thrown in jail for
Thanksgiving night.
A couple days.
Right. So they're out of the picture.
Right.
That's a very good plan.
Like maybe Thursday and Friday.
There's no way that could backfire.
I mean, in the end, they ended up in the penitentiary and they all shoved each other. But that's not the point.
These things happen.
The point is, who is it in your family
that makes you want to shiv someone?
Yes, that ruins your
thing.
Usually it's one or two people. It's not everybody, usually.
Right. It's that aunt who just has way too many nips.
Yes.
And maybe that uncle that's like, what is going on with him? And why is he so angry this week?
And grandpa yelling about stuff.
Oh, my God. He's out screaming
at a
cloud.
Whoever it is in your family. We don't need names, just their position in the family.
Right.
Brother, sister, dad,
You don't
mom.
Have one of those?
In my family?
Yeah. Like, if you were all to get together.
No, I think most of the people
Kevin
would get
household.
Mad at me. I think that would probably happen. So.
But you'd be having a good time.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
That's what matters.
That's what matters.
All right,
I agree.
Who is it that would ruin, who is going to ruin your Thanksgiving? And do you have to spend next week with them or not?
And when you look, I mean, like back in the days when we were all in lockdown and they couldn't come over, that was better because who
because
couldn't
of
come
who?
Over?
818-955-KLOS. Call now. We're talking about there's usually only one or two people that ruin Thanksgiving.
And we try to keep them out on the porch for as long as possible, but they always wander in and start yelling at everybody. I hate all of ya! Or whatever.
Who is it in your family?
Yeah, you said to call now. I'm calling. What's up?
We're talking about who's the troublemaker at Thanksgiving at your place.
I'm guessing it's you, sir. I'm guessing it's you.
It's always me. I'm always the trouble. I'm the dark sheep.
Yep.
You and Kevin need to sit at the end of the table.
That's a given. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Thanksgiving.
My favorite time of year.
Really?
Oh, burn a chicken. Toilet. Yes, I love Thanksgiving.
Burn a chicken, even if it's like it's still wandering around. I mean,
also isn't it a turkey?
Usually a turkey.
Okay.
Why take off the feathers, light the thing on fire while it's walking in the yard?
Wow.
That way nobody has to eat it and complain.
She's the one.
Everybody that's calling is the trouble.
The troublemaker.
Is there somebody in your family
besides yourself
that drives you crazy?
Yes, there is.
Who?
I married him. I love him.
Oh, no. Why does he drive you crazy on Thanksgiving?
Well, because he sits on a couch the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of is like a coach. He's like, come on, girl, you got this. Get that toasty in the oven. Oh, peel that potato. You know what I like now? I like some yams. No, you know what I was thinking? Maybe some potatoes. Oh, add some green beans. And I am really, like, not the quarterback who you want to be calling those out to.
Right.
Because like, you're going to set fire to a chicken for no reason.
Is he watching all three football games?
Simultaneously.
Yeah. Wow.
But then my favorite part is when he has his first bite and says, you know what? We should have just gone out.
Wow. No, he doesn't.
Wow.
You're very loving. He must have something going on.
You're very patient.
Yeah.
He's a good stuffer of turkeys. Just not a good
can
stuffer of that.
Stuff it all right. Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling. Beautiful to know. 818-955-KLOS.
Who is the troublemaker next weekend at Thanksgiving? We are taking calls from people on who's the troublemaker at your Thanksgiving?
Oh, that would be the half-sibling side of my mom's family.
Okay.
My dad's side's chill, but the other side,
What do they do?
Well, we're Puerto Rican, so we're loud off the bat.
Right.
But also, that side's a little petty. For, like, it took 18 years for all of us to be in the same room again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So I'm sitting there at Thanksgiving,
high off my ass.
Sure.
Painkillers because I just had surgery.
Oh, right. I just thought because, you know, because it's fun.
Yeah. I hear my aunt start screaming at my uncle. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I kind of lean over because I'm not getting up. And I see him screaming at each other. So he didn't take that too well.
No, I bet.
And then he leaves. And then all of a sudden she starts coming over here and starts screaming at me because I'm sitting there. She's like, look at this bum on the couch. And I'm like, I just had surgery.
Wow. Post-surgery, get up and get out there and rake the leaves. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Wow, boo. There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, no, there's three.
No, there's tres.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Is there a troublemaker at Thanksgiving?
Yes. It's my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law is the troublemaker. What does she do?
She likes to remind people of how much weight they've gained.
Oh, no!
She doesn't.
On Thanksgiving, when you're stuffing your face, that's the whole point.
She'll greet you, and not me, like, not just me, but to, like, my sister, to my cousin.
Wow.
Like, wow, you've gotten bigger.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Does she not realize that that doesn't set well?
I have no idea when she herself isn't the slimmest out there.
I was just going to ask her size, if that's possible to tell me.
Interesting.
Every one of you should call, get together,
yeah,
and walk in. And when you see her, go, well, you put on some weight.
Yeah, there you go. That might shut it down. Give it a go. Okay. And then if it doesn't, blame Kevin.
I'll give it a shot and let you guys know.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank right you.
On. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Slugger,
hey!
Two turkeys.
Who's the troublemaker of your Thanksgiving?
Well, it's Aunt Judy without name and name.
What does Aunt Judy do?
Well, she'd bring over the cooked turkey with the giblets and the cavity in the plastic bag.
Oh, that must have caused some nice smells in the oven.
Oh, no.
Oh, it did. Oh, it was inedible. And also, she'd bring over a plastic bag also full of burnt rolls.
Oh, wow, that's...
She's quite the chef.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, she's a turkey, all right.
Don't eat her.
Thank you for calling.
I'll you with this.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for doing that. 818-955-KLOS.
Who's the troublemaker at Thanksgiving?
Themes. Big old themes. We put them in a stew pot and mix them up and we
What's
call it...
What's a stew pot?
You know, it's that one thing. That's one of those. That's what you cook chickens in.
Right, sure.
Like that one lady.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not a chef. I don't really make the food at
today's
Thanksgiving
theme
either.
Is binging Aerosmith.
Yeah!
Sharon and Sherman Oaks wants to hear Toys in the Attic.
Hey, good one. Title track as well. All right, so what do you got for us? Your favorite Aerosmith songs. Tweet them. We are at Kevin and Slugga. Or give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Same old song and dance! I love the lyrics in that song. It's just perfect.
It is perfect.
Stuff. Who was that for?
That on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo, is Brian in San Pedro.
Good suggestion, Brian. So, should we take some calls?
Yeah, as long as they're not about the contest. KLOS, yeah. Hello.
Hello, am I 13?
I don't know. You don't sound 13. When were you born? I'd be able to help you, but you can tell us what year.
Give us your ID.
Can't buy booze in here, dude.
We're not playing the game right now. We'll play later.
Oh, we're playing a game, all right.
Good luck. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Wanted to suggest Aerosmith song.
Do it!
Please.
What do you got?
Last Child.
Our own fine friends. Dirty Honey do a great cover of that, Last Child. It's so damn good. You know, this is the first band I ever spent money on, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, really?
Yeah, I had 75 cents, three quarters to put into a jukebox, and I played all Aerosmith. I
wow,
like,
look at you.
Seven? Something
seven
like that.
7-year-olds playing Aerosmith.
And
nice.
The people in the diner were so pissed.
Of course.
I'm like, why are you playing all this Aerosmith, kid? Because it's good.
We're doing Gimme Five, and we're binging Aerosmith. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Gimme Five, and we're binging Aerosmith. You have an idea?
No.
All right. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
No. I do not.
Hi.
Don't ask me again.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
We're great. We're binging Aerosmith. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear the one with Run DMC.
Walk This Way.
If I could walk that way.
That's a remix. We're doing Gimme Five. We're binging Aerosmith. We also have tickets for Elton John to give away and the Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction as well.
Oh, that's going to be a matter of moments from now, so don't you wander off. You won't wander off, will you?
No.
Good. Okay. You know, I could, like, seriously do an hour when we binge some of these bands.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, I could do an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours of Aerosmith.
Pass.
Should we just keep going?
Sure.
Do you think we should keep going?
No.
Okay.
That was
give me five.
Yeah.
Binging Aerosmith.
Love binging Aerosmith. I was live at some, I don't even know what, live radio show backstage, some network thing. And all of a sudden they sprung on me that they were bringing Steven Tyler back for an interview.
Oh, excellent.
Nobody had said anything about that. I had so you no weren't prepared? Idea. Not at all.
Excellent.
And he was the coolest dude ever.
That's always what you want to hear.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
That's pretty cool.
Nice dude. Who was the nicest fella you ran into?
Probably Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Probably.
Too. Yeah, nice. Right on. So there you go. A bunch of Aerosmith.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a woman in the top 1% of OnlyFans that has no nudity.
That's kind of impressive.
She just lets her viewers make choices for her life, like a job and a boyfriend.
She said, should I break up with this boyfriend? And they said yes. And she did it.
Doesn't hurt that she's easy on the eyes.
Well, that's a fact.
We also talked about troublemakers every Thanksgiving, and it turns out most of our callers are the trouble for their families.
You people.
Right?
I love you people.
Your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
It's going to be worth 6,800 smackaroos, whatever the hell that means. I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. All right. Listen, we have plans for you. If you don't have plans either tomorrow night or Thursday night,
think of us as your plan makers or something. Don't think of us that way.
Do not think of us that way at all. We have Elton John tickets for his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. That is opening Thursday night at Dodger Stadium. And tomorrow night, we have the Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction at Honda Center. We have two tickets for that.
So since caller 13 is lucky for us, you be caller 13, you get to choose, and then caller 14 can take the other tickets as well. So be callers 13 and 14 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Tickets! Get your concert tickets! Hey, you need a ticket? You looking for a ticket, buddy?
All right, we have Elton John tickets and Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction
tickets.
That's
right, we do. We have tickets. We got lots of tickets over here.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Paul.
Paul, you are caller 13, which means you get first choice of the tickets we were just talking about. But who is on this line? Hello, KLOS.
It's Kathy.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling for Elton John tickets.
Well, you are getting possibly Elton John tickets, but it's up to Paul because he was caller 13. Paul?
Oh, Paul.
I actually want Jay's Addiction.
Wow, it's working.
How about that?
Are you serious?
This is a beautiful world.
Oh, my God, it is.
So, Paul, you get Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction Wednesday at the Honda Center.
And, Kathy, good news. You're going to see Elton John.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Cool.
It's my birthday. I get to see Elton John.
Woo! There you go.
Oh, my God. Nice. Oh, my God, Kelly. I don't have to do the word game anymore either. Thank God.
I can't wait till we're done with that either. But whatever. Dorothy is who that is. She answered 176 questions on Twitter the other day. You know, the whole ask me anything.
Yeah.
And she jumped in and answered 176 of them. I love it when people do that.
Wow.
That is Black Sheep. Right before that, Ozzy. And you had some good news for Ozzy.
Well, it's crazy to me and great that Ozzy is nominated for 4 Grammys this year.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Ozzy, damn.
Best rock album.
Sweet.
Best rock song with Jeff Beck. Best metal performance featuring Tony Iommi. And best rock performance with Jeff Beck.
Bloody cool, man. Ozzy, we're so happy for him.
Agreed.
Very happy.
If you would like to win, $6,200, give us a call right now. We call her 13-818-955-KLOS.
All right, so let's do this. Shall we give away some money?
Let's try.
All right. The name game, the name game. La, 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 la. One of Dorothy's questions, I just got to say, if you were in a fantasy medieval universe, who would you be? And she said, I'd be a unicorn that farts magic bullets out of my butt.
We're doing the name game.
Oh, that's right. Who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin, do you want to play our precious little stinking game? It smells a bit, but it has a heart of gold.
All right. We are looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
And the last couple of guesses were The Outsiders, so that was wrong, and Flashdance. What do you got for us, Kevin?
For $6,200.
Sorry, can you repeat the ones that you said?
The Outsiders, which makes no sense because it's a one-word title, and Flashdance were the last couple of guesses.
Oh. Footloose?
Footloose is incorrect.
All right.
Sorry,
Thank
Kevin.
Thank you for trying, though. All right.
I don't agree with the show, that title, that that one show that says something horrible about what you can do, Kevin. I don't approve of that.
Oh. Thank you for calling. Next hour, $6,400. We have $6,400 we need to get rid of, so we should try and do that now. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Caller 13, you can give us the name of that film. You win from KLOS.
Name game.
You know it, sister. Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. $6,400.
What?
KLOS, who is this?
Melissa.
You're caller 13.
Oh, no way.
Check you out. Yeah, you're caller 13. You get to play our precious little game.
Awesome.
All right, we're looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
And let me tell you, Melissa, the last couple of guesses were Footloose and The Outsiders, which, if you'll notice, is two words. So that was obviously not the right answer. For $6,400, Melissa, what do you think it is?
I'm hoping Spaceballs.
I'm sorry, it is not Spaceballs.
Boy, that reminds me. I need to watch that again. It's been a very long time.
Agreed.
Awesome.
That's a great guess. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank
you're awesome.
You. Between
thank you.
5 and 6, it goes up to $6,600.
The name game.
Dos game. Day name.
We have $6,600 we want to give to you.
Damn. Take our money.
So you can call right now, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, and you can play the name game.
Good luck.
The name game.
It's the last chance. We have to play it today with you, so you better win.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Lewis.
Lewis. Lewis, you're caller 13.
Oh, nice.
That means you get your shot at $6,600. We're looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
Now, Lewis, have you been listening lately? Have you heard some of the recent guesses?
Yeah.
Last hour, Melissa guessed Spaceballs, great movie, and Kevin had guessed Footloose, but those were wrong, so what do you have for us?
Well, I can't decide between two.
We got to pick one, just one.
Let me go with Rambo.
Rambo.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
But the other one was absolutely wrong, too. You know, that one sucked. What a terrible film. You shouldn't have even thought of it.
That better be, or else I'm going to kick myself.
Right on, dude. Well, good luck. You can play again tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
where it'll be worth $6,800.
Jefferson Airplane recorded Somebody to Love on this day in rock in 1966. That Led Zeppelin reunion show that someone paid $170,000 for tickets to see happened on this day in rock in 2007.